everyone, and welcome to this episode, the Learning 22 one of the Women Talking About Learning podcast. I'm Andrew Jacobs. I was fortunate to be in Florida the other week for the Learning 22 conference and exhibition. I brought my audio equipment because you never know what you might hear, and was fortunate to see that there was a session about supporting women in leadership in learning. Was I likely to miss that one? Of course not. The panel in the session did a really good job, and afterwards I suggested to a few people who had asked questions and were speaking to the speakers that we record an episode for the podcast. What we then got was 10 women in a circle talking about learning. This is visceral, honest, and pretty much unedited. Buckle up, because this is something else. This is Women Talking About Learning. This is Chantel, Natasha, Amanda, Erin, Kristin, Jacqueline, Meg, Sharon, and Jennifer talking about being a woman at Learning 2022.
Hi, Sharon Claffey-Caliubi, VP of Strategic Alliances. I am here talking with some of the women in learning from an 8 a.m. session. We had over 50 vibracious individuals sharing in it. We had a few men, and many women that really want their voice heard and they want to be understood.
My name is Christina Brown, and I'm learning today not to apologize after I make a mistake. I can keep that in my head. Let's start out. I'm Christina Brown. I'm from Northern Virginia. I work for the Airline Pilots Association. What I've taken away from this session, and it seems to be really every session that I've gone to that's led by a woman leader in learning, is if you want a seat at the table, bring your own chair. And you are valued. You belong there. Every bit of your work matters. Reversing it in my mind, I've always thought of, I'm very blessed and grateful to have my job, but my employer should be just as blessed and grateful to have me and the efforts that I do.
Meg O'Rourke from Center for Childhood Resilience in Chicago. So I'm a not-for-profit and feeling a bit of fish out of water at the conference, but grateful to learn from all these wonderful folks and to be here at now 9 a.m. With this very vibrant crowd. I am kind of in a transition. I've been in leadership roles before, but not in learning and development. And I'm a one-person shop in my department, so looking to expand networks and resources and folks I know. And one thing has been reinforced to me today is do not be humble about all of the great things that you've done. And the people we work for should be very grateful that we're with them and all of the things that we bring.
And we got you back.
And we got you.
This is Erin Donovan, also at Learning 2022. What I've taken away is the excitement. You know, right now the world kind of sucks and everyone seems to be at each other's throat. We can't have a conversation, we can't be real. I've been more real this week than I've been probably in the past year. And you know, coming here, meeting amazing women, amazing men. Yes. I remember who I am. When's the last time you told yourself, like, I'm Erin Donovan, bitch? You know? I mean, I haven't said it in 2 years, and I've said it more in the past 2 days. I got to meet one of my heroes. You know, this has been a transformational experience, so let's keep it going. Let's keep the conversation going.
Like, I almost left and cried when she told me. No.
Hi, my name is Amanda Naudry. I'm part of the Learning 2022 30 Under 30. I am the Learning Experience Manager at Axion Opportunity Fund. I'm a lone wolf LD person at my company, and I'm really excited to be here and to learn from everybody. And my main takeaway is that I need to brag about my work more because I do cool stuff, and I should own that instead of just saying, like, no, it was no big deal. It was a big deal. I did that.
And you're not a lone wolf anymore. You have a
Yes, now I have a pack, which is incredible, and I'm so thankful for all of y'all.
My name is Chantel Dixon. I am a public school administrator in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I also work for the AVID organization to provide professional learning for teachers all over the United States. I think I came into this, and I'm in the 30 under 30 cohort too. I think I came into this experience feeling very, very inferior, looking at the titles of all of the people that are here and the different companies that are being represented. It felt very small to just say, like, I'm a public school administrator. But I'm finding that more people are supportive of me than I expected. And I'm not going to get emotional, but this, I'm going to cry. But this has been very pivotal for me, because I'm learning that I don't have to just keep going to school to do more in my job. I've also maxed out my schooling. So, but, I feel supported, and that's rare for me. So this feels good.
Chantel, not only are you supported, I admire you more than a lot of other people in this cohort because of the work you do. Yeah. It is incredible.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm not going to cry.
So. Dry my lashes.
I know. I have makeup on today for the first time. I don't normally wear it.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Jennifer De La Mota. I am a part of the 30 Under 30 program. Lucky to have a cohort to kind of be a part of and build those connections. And I really think that everyone that has been part of the cohort, and even everyone outside, it's just, I love, for me, big words are intentional, empathetic. And I feel like everyone that came to the conference, you're being intentional about your growth, self-development, intentional about the growth maybe you want to bring to your company, your school. And that's, for me, is like very big, because we show up to work every day. We show up to life every day. And if you're not being intentional or purposeful or even mindful, then what are we doing? So I really feel at home with you guys. Just even super happy to connect with you. And even yesterday, during yesterday's session with Aaron, I'm really big on being empathetic. And it was just, again, it was like a warm hug. And I joked, and I was like, this felt like a good therapy session that you just needed. And that obviously wasn't her intention. I assume not. But it was just the way everything was presented. It was just wonderful. And then coming here today, being even a little more wowed of just like, okay, this is, I'm in the right place. And then talking about reality TV. So again, just being, this is as real as I really like, this is me, you know? So I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to connect with all of you. And yeah.
Thank you. So my name is Jacqueline Taylor. I'm actually part of last year's cohort of 30 Under 30 when it was, thank you. We had an incredible virtual experience, but I'm really excited to be back in person this time around. And my learning journey, I actually went to the Learning 2019 as a volunteer. I actually got to sat in on Sharon's session that year, and it was incredible. And I've been telling everyone to make sure they make it to the session. I've just had such a journey in learning leadership throughout my career. Right now, I actually made a unique transition. I am currently in our employee relations department. So I have an HR background, OD master's degree, and the opportunity came up. And our work is OD HR. So I felt like it was a really cool way that I could connect our work over. We work at Valencia College. My colleague is sitting right next to me. She'll introduce herself in just a second. But we work at a local state college, Open Access. It's an incredible place. But our OD and HR sit together. And really, I wasn't sure that I wanted to make this move within the last few months. And being here at this conference has reminded me that learning leaders exist everywhere, especially women in learning and leadership. We really can work from wherever our career is taking us at the moment, and then continue to shape what we want our career to be. So for right now, for me, that is in employee relations, and it's in more small scale than the hundreds of people training and facilitations that I'm used to. So it's been a really cool time to connect with everybody. You know, we have people from, you know, public education, from, you know, non-for-profits, from, you know, Department of Defense, all these really incredible things, people that are here with their experiences. So it's been really cool to be here and kind of reaffirm my excitement in learning leadership. So.
Hi, everyone. So my name is Natasha McElmurray. I am local to the Orlando, Florida area. And just like Jacqueline said, we both work in higher education. So it's kind of a relatively new field for me. I ended up randomly in learning and development, like I feel like a lot of people have, on like a non-traditional path. So I worked in the mental health field and the violence prevention fields doing L&D work, but not even knowing the language to call it L&D work at the time. And then really finding that passion for the core of what I was doing, which was designing, developing, and facilitating trainings and on topics that are things that are really hard to talk about. What I really love to do is just bring that humanness to the workspace and just developing people and that human sense of self, bringing your full self to work through empathy, through connectedness, through relationship is something that I'm deeply proud of, that I have the ability to help people hold that space in the workplace. And, you know, when things, there is no veil. And I think we learned that after the pandemic, through the pandemic, there is no veil between personal and professional life. Like, you are a whole ass human showing up as your whole selves to every space you come to. So what I'm really passionate about is just developing that whole humanness piece to it. So that's something I hope to bring to the field as I continue to grow and develop here. I am also part of the 30 under 30 cohort. I forgot to mention that. But this session in particular, I'm not sure what I was expecting walking into the room today about women in learning leadership. And I came up to Sharon afterwards and I was like, thank you for lighting a fire under my ass today, because it was really what I needed to hear and really what I needed to feel moving forward. And I just know I'm in the right space. So thank you for holding that space and allowing me to realize that and reflect myself.
Hi, so I am Kristen Williams. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm here with my company, KFC. I am a former educator, so 14 years. Really love the education space, but decided that it no longer was a space where I could grow. And so I'm really passionate about, because since I've left, let me just say that, since I've left the education space, I've transitioned into corporate. I've been, this is my second company that I've been with, designing instruction. I've also started my own business, Liam and Hold. I want to give a shout out to my business partner, Abby Berthold. Starting my own business and working on my coaching business. I've written a book, working on another book. Yes, I haven't. Let me think. It is, because I just wrote it last week, okay? Working on another book. It is, it's not about education. It's about blended families. It's a children's book, but I'm also working on another book. And it's No Way Me Too. That's what it's called. It's called No Way Me Too. So, it is a children's book again, on, blended families, catering to, you know, children who are experiencing, living in two homes, and struggling with, you know, understanding that their, you know, their family doesn't look like some other people's family. So connecting those dots for them, something that's not out there. But the reason why that book came across, or how that book came to me, is honestly the space that that has been created by me jumping out of my comfort zone, by deciding, you know what, this is no longer serving me in education, and transitioning into something different. And now all of a sudden my mind has just opened up and things just truly come to me. So I'm working on another book. Also, I just started that one. So I'm working on the illustrations for the children's book, and I literally wrote it last week. Like, it was really that. But, you know, I just want to say, you know, this much is, I'm really passionate about empowering people to own their life, to own the life that they have. I loved what Natasha said prior to me speaking. You know, just about there's no veil between, like, you know, between your professional life, your work life, and your private life, your personal life. Like, we get to show up authentically how we want to. And if it is not serving us, we get to decide that this is not serving me and I'm going to do something else. And you can own that 100%. And so, gosh, I have so much to say. I have so much in me. I'm going to tell you that if things are not serving you, move on, learn from it, but move on, move forward, because everything just kind of opens up. Like, literally, I left in February, so I've had two jobs. I've tripled my income, starting a business. Like, things just start coming to me because I'm owning it. I'm owning what I want for my life, and I'm not going to apologize for what I want. If it's not serving me, no thank you. Like, that's okay. It's for somebody else, but it's not for me. So ladies that are listening, own your life. Empower others as you go. Pull people along as you go. Well, you know what? Don't pull people along. That is exhausting. Bring people along, okay? And the people that sometimes the season in your life, you know, you'll move from season to season, and sometimes someone will come along and sometimes they're not there. Don't get stuck on that. Just keep moving and continue to pour into others as you pour into yourself and design the life that you love.
I have to add, so once again, Sharon Claffey-Kellyubi, co-founder of Hashtag Women in Learning. The shout out is to Kate Graham, who's the other founder. We talked about this. We chatted about it 3-4 years ago. It's been around forever. The fire is lit. I mean, the world is on fire. And I think you all think I said it under your butts, but no, it's been there. You guys are now acting. So I have never been more inspired in my entire life. The Hashtag Women in Learning, empowering women leaders in all industries. We're going to do it. We are doing it. And you guys just showed me that. So it's just like, Kate, come on over. We got to do it. And we got to thank Andrew, because it's the allies in our life and in our professional world that will drive this as far as it can go. So I'm just blown away. So light that fire up. Thanks.
When we record the podcast online, I have a text window, which allows me to ask the guest questions, which they can answer if they want to, or they can ignore. What I want to do this time was just have the opportunity to just throw a few questions into the group. What might they start doing, stop doing, or maybe continue doing as a result of coming along to the session? And we got some more of the really good stuff.
Natasha McElmurray here again, and I think what I want to continue doing, I know what I want to continue doing after this conference in lieu of this this specific session, is to continue to show up as my authentic self. There have been many times in my past where, you know, as a woman, as somebody who's experienced trauma in her life, just like many other women, people in particular have just kind of belittled myself, pushed myself to the side, pushed myself down. And over time, through lots of healing and intentional learning, I've had the ability to feel confident and to show up in all the spaces just as I am. And some spaces I've certainly been welcomed, most spaces I've been welcomed, some spaces I've been hushed. And also, when you show up as your authentic self, I think that is something that will happen, and being okay with that is important. So I'm going to continue just showing up as myself, continuing to be the, you know, compassionate, empathetic, and empowering woman for other people to come with me and to show up. So show up as your authentic self. I hope that is a message that we all in this room can take, and everybody listening can take and formate whatever that means in their world.
Okay, hi everyone, Jennifer here again. So I am an instructional designer. For me, I'm also, I guess part-time, but all time, all day. I'm also a mentor for instructional designers transitioning into the field. Some are teachers, I'm what you consider an accidental instructional designer. And I think for me, that's what I wanna continue doing. Even yesterday, throughout yesterday's day and session, I'm like, okay, I have to do my mentor session at 7:00. And I'm like, I'm not going to reschedule it. I'm not going to randomly, you know, cancel their session. Because to me, like, I even talked about the conference with them. And it was giving them hope, like, guys, you guys are coming into a good field. Because some of them are teachers. Some of them are, you know, stay-at-home moms. And they're like, I need a job. What do I do? And you lose hope in your time of learning a new field and stuff like that. So it was a lot of, I even shared the books with them. I said, these are the books that I got. These are some other books you guys can get. So I think for me, just continuing to do that. And then I also want to bridge that gap in my instructional design job separately where I'm at. And I want to build a mentorship program there And there's a lot of ins and outs of, you know, figuring how to do that with internships and stuff like that. But I really want to be intentional of that's what I love to do within instructional design. And I love, even in the Great Resignation, I love being able to hear that, oh my gosh, I got my job. Oh my gosh, I got my interview.
During the C session.
And, you know, and that to me is like, while other people are leaving their jobs or while some people are being laid off, to know, and I'm giving myself the chills, but to know that I'm helping, and it's not the praise for me, but to know that I'm helping someone else be able to have more money in their pocket to go on vacation with their family, to have to not, you know, spend their money on post-it notes, whatever it may be, like, just to know that I helped you because I helped you create a better video or I helped you revamp your resume. And I'm just me. I learned this through my mentors in instructional design. So I think I just really want to continue doing that and doing it better and continue building connections. So, yeah.
Hi, so it's Kristen Williams again. One of the things that I hear a lot is, you know, to basically pull up a chair to a table, you know, pull your chair up to the table, invite yourself to the table. What about building our own tables? You know, like there's influence, you know, behind when you build something, when you build a bridge, when you build a table for the mentor program or whatever, you know, and not waiting for permission, but just doing. And so for me, I want to build tables. I want to build bridges and I want to invite people to the tables that they wouldn't be invited to otherwise. And so, you know, I'm not sure exactly what that looks like. I mean, I'm constantly doing something, but I do know that empowering others to do more, to be more, to have more, to take ownership of their lives is something I'm really passionate about. So, you know, I don't necessarily care to be invited to a table. I don't necessarily feel like I need to pull a chair up to someone else's table because I'm going to build a table and I'm going to invite everyone to the table and I'm going to be inclusive and I'm not going to wait for someone else to give me that permission. I'm just going to go ahead and own it and own my life. So.
Hi, it's Meg O'Rourke again, the social worker here in the circle. And as that social worker, just have to validate feelings and that I am not 30 under 30. I'm probably 30 under over 50. Yeah. Sharon and I are going to build that group.
30 over 30, man.
30 over 50.
I'm not letting them know my
Okay.
In my mind.
Barely. I'm 18. Barely. Barely, it's just a number. But I've learned to kind of own that in that I have a lot to offer and still a lot to offer. And mom of three kids, one with special needs. And now I'm going to get, so validating feelings of this is hard. Yeah. And looking to, you know, I do have a fire under my ass now. But it is hard, and validating that, thank you all. Yes.
Yeah, we're going to be there. Watch you. Yeah. If you can't sometimes get out of the fire, we're going
to
be there.
Yeah. But to validate, like, we moving to the next position, I'm ready to do it or create a table. But also for you folks out there that, yeah, it's okay to be a little, like, reticent. I've got three kids. I need to work. Finding another job or looking for another job sometimes is a full-time job. But surrounding yourself, like I am here, with supportive folks and women, really, like my whole professional career have lifted me up. And what I'll continue to do is I've been a mentor. I've had students that, you know, I've brought up that they reach out to me. And I always say, they're like, you know, they're looking for jobs or how can I, like, you know, connect, reach out, ask for 15 minutes, take them for coffee. They're like, really? They're so busy. I'm like, 9 times out of 10, they're going to say, of course, I'd love to talk about what I do. So just leaving a validating your feelings that it is scary, but it's also super exciting. And just know you've got folks who have your back and reach out. Ask for 15 minutes, $10, they're going to give you an hour and probably buy your coffee. So,
Hi, Sharon, co-founder of #Women in Learning. What I've learned from Learning 2022 is it's mattered. It's been 9 years that I personally have been involved. I've spoken to a number of the other people delivering sessions. People are crying in the hallways. Like, we're crying in this room. It's going to happen. It's really going to happen. We survived a pandemic as a industry, as women in business, women in learning. We've been there. We've supported. And this is the first time we now are doing a podcast. We created action. I always did these, pull out your phone, send somebody a note. I've gotten many notes on that. We went way above and beyond. And that excites me. So personally, what this has driven me to think about is I did the Empowering Corporate Culture Through Inclusion. I almost cried during the inspiration. People wanted to send that note to create inclusion. Inclusion is a feeling, and we're feeling it now. Diversity is an identity, and equity is the measurement. And I learned that from Paul Anderson Walsh, Center for Inclusive Leadership. And I'm going to make inclusion, even if it's never been done, that's going to be my doctorate. And that's guided by Ben Betts to mention. I was like, inclusion, can you do that? And then my daughters who said, Mom, you can't own a hashtag. They inspired me. And I just got a note yesterday, which is inspirational here. My daughter just sent me a note that she was awarded. I got inclusion champion of the month, just like Mom. LOL. So my daughter's half Egyptian and half Boston Irish me. So I just think that was really kind of cool. So, and she's here in LOL though. I love that, right? Yeah. Imagine that. So, so that's what I took from this. And thank you, Andrew, for having to ask us that question.
So I am at the stage in my career where I've been interviewing for the same job for 5 years. I've been doing the same interview. But this is the choice. Do I fight for the CLO, or do I make something of my own that I can give back and that I can inspire? Oh, well.
Whatever title you want.
Welcome to Fuel Training Consultants. I am your... I am your chief partner because I'm tired of trying to fit into a definition, yes. Right? Yes. I'm tired of someone telling me this is the project you're going to do. I want to do projects that inspire me. I want to work with clients who inspire me. And so I think we have to chart our own path. Yes. Because, yes, I really want to be a CLO. I've always wanted to be a CLO. But you know what? I don't know that it's worth it. And I don't know that the return on investment for me, but what would be my return on investment if I helped a school? What would be my return on investment if I helped a new entrepreneur? That's what I've got to decide.
And but you can be the chief learning officer of this business. Yes. We need to redefine what CLO means, because I'm sick and tired of it. Yep. I spoke to a 32-year-old who said, I'm just new in the industry and I'm aspiring to be a CLO. And I said, me too. You'll probably get there first. That was 2 weeks ago, not anymore. This group just changed that definition. So we will be CLOs.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
If you are going to start your own business, let me know, because I build resources to help small business owners. Yes. And if you look on the back of my card, you will find our resources. So. Oh, I'm Amanda.
That's going to be my job.
Thank you.
Say the AO.
AOFund.org/resources. 450 resources for small business owners. Any entrepreneur out there, check it out. We got all sorts of stuff. We also have free business coaching.
Very nice.
So
very nice.
You got to manage, you know, the learning side. You got to manage the business side too. And you can do that.
Very cool.
What I took away from this is that if you're building your own table or bringing your own chair to the table or however you are getting to the table, make sure that when you are there, you're looking around and you're seeing not only who's there, but who's not there. Yes. Pay attention. Look around and see where your brown sisters are, where your black sisters are, where your Muslim sisters are, where your minority sisters are. Where are the immigrant sisters? Where are the young women? Where are the old women? Like, find them and bring them to the table with you.
That's right.
Yes. Woo! Yeah, very nice. So, like, very well said. Very well said.
This is Christina Brown. What I'm taking away from just this session alone is I've been at my current association for many years,
And I've always moved around. I kind of bat utility. That's the ongoing joke. I realized that I put my talents to fit their molds and their initiatives, and I humble what I could be doing or some of the work that I do to make sure that it fits what their end goals, which isn't bad. They end up happy, but at the end of the day, it's more work on my end. It's less fulfilling on my end, and I realize that it's been 5 years and I'm still there. So the biggest change I know that I'm going to make leaving Learning 22 is I'm not going to be afraid to network anymore. Yeah. I'm not going to be afraid to give a little bit of a pushback when I'm presented with a request. And I'm not going to be afraid to walk away anymore.
Yeah. Jacqueline Taylor. Again, I have been Learning 2019 before, and I've been to a handful of different conferences. And in this conference, more so than any of the others, I feel like I am just even more empowered to remember that we've been sold this lie that success means we have to compete, yeah. Especially as women. And sometimes in organizations, women in leadership are the worst perpetuators of that lie. And we do not have to be okay with that. We can sit here and say we can hold each other up, we can hold hands, we can boost each other, whatever direction we all want to go, because success for each of us is going to look so uniquely different. Whether it's a new business, whether it's a chief learning officer, whatever it may look like, we can all have exactly what we want, because success is exponential, and it just grows and grows and grows, and there's enough for every single one of us in this space. Yeah. Yeah. Every single one of us.
What is collaboration called in school? In K-12? Cheating.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
That one down.
Yeah. No, yeah. Sharon was just saying, absolutely. In K-12 spaces, when people start to share ideas, it's called cheating. And that is, we absolutely don't need that. That's not true. It's just simply not true. Absolutely. We have more higher education degrees than men currently right now. That is just a fact. And so we can build each other up continuously by just saying, no, I'm not going to accept it. I'm not going to accept someone else that tells me I have to compete against someone that I know and I care about, and that I have different strengths in, and that we can all be truly successful and build whatever it is we want to build together with all of our unique differences. Yeah. Yeah. So.
And just to, this is Natasha, just to really like elevate that, I think something I heard during the panel today was we live in a scarcity mindset. We live in this mindset where there's not enough. People are not enough. We are not enough. There's not enough of anything. And really just being able to shift that mindset into one that is proactive and lifts and empowers others, women especially, I think is incredibly, incredibly important. So shifting from that scarcity mindset to there is enough for everybody. There is abundance out here in this world for everybody and for us women especially. And I think that's an incredibly important thing to remember as we continue to have this conversation.
This is Chantel. I think that something that was really hard for me coming here was getting here. It took a lot of internal struggle to decide that I was worth being here and that I should put that that investment in myself. There was one person who was 100% my cheerleader. Her name is Dr. Laura Adler, and every week she reminded me I had the option not to come, but encouraged me to step out of my comfort zone. And she always reminded me, like, you have the quote, courage over comfort, tattooed on your body. It's a Brene Brown quote. You have to lean into that. And so I feel like I came here feeling very, very alone, and I'm leaving feeling very not. And I think this is maybe one of the big pivotal moments for myself where I feel like it's okay to be myself and not feel like I have to dress a certain way or I have to present myself in a certain way or like I can't say the word shit because I might get fired. There's just so many rules and this is helping me understand that I don't always have to like comply, that it's okay for me to say no, to be just who I am and not who I think people expect me to be. And I cry a lot, so.
To piggyback off of that point, also just happy that we can wipe each other's tears today. Like, we're told you can't cry or you can't be emotional. It's like, why not? Why can't we? We're feeling that emotion. You know, we're all sharing our own.
If we were crying in the world today, we wouldn't be in the state we're in.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So thank you to all of you for letting me cry with your stories, my own stories, all that. But also, I think with everyone, for me, it's reminding myself that I can have it all. And I can change what that all means every day. I can wake up today and say, I want to do this. I want to do that. And I can change it as I go. And I think don't allow the noise in the back to tell you, you can't have a full-time job and do this and do that and do that. I run two other small little businesses. And sometimes I'm like, am I doing too much? But I'm like, this, I thrive. This makes me happy. Yeah. So
they end up like you.
So I think for me, just remembering that I can have it all. And you said something that I promise I have it on my desk. You design yourself. Like you can design your life. And that's actually from like a rap song that I like listen to. And I have it on my desk on like a little thing and it says, you design your life. And for me, instructional design, you know, it all circles back. But I was like, yeah, I can do that. I can have it all. I have a little plant shop. I have another little thing. And I'm sometimes chastised of like, you're just doing way too much. And it's like, and? Yeah. Like,
what is,
you know,
too much? Like, what is
you're not you're doing? Not doing enough on the other side, you know? So that's where for me it's a reminder of I love what I'm doing. This is what I thrive, and I can have my hobbies and my other businesses and my other things, and I can have my day job and enjoy what I do. So I think just remind myself that I can have it all and share, you know. So yeah. Oh, and that was Jennifer. That was me.
I failed at my job. Thank you.
The tears were in the way.
Happenstance and serendipity don't do justice to how this episode came about. As always, I'm incredibly fortunate to be in the room when we record Women Talking About Learning. What was particularly noticeable this time was having the privilege of being able to sit in and just listen to 10 people who didn't necessarily know each other, but who created connection, shared purpose and vision, and thinking. There's tons I'm going to take away from this episode, but I particularly like this comment, which was, don't be a lone wolf because you have a pack. As always, our speakers' details are in the show notes, as well as links to some of the things they mentioned and resources that they would like to share. My massive thanks to the Wolfpack for their honesty, courage, and downright authenticity recording this. If you've heard it and you want to amplify your voice, please do get in touch. All the contact details are again in the show notes. And we're recording regularly now. The admin is now being managed much more effectively by a woman. Please like and subscribe to Women Talking About Learning on your podcast player. It really does make it easier for people to find us. Take care. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again soon.